the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
It is moving day at the PGA Championship on the Ocean Course at Kiawah. You are in the clubhouse. Welcome on this August 11th, 2012. Joining us in the clubhouse, Bob Bupka, Alex Maselli, Damon Hack, Jerry King. Starting us off, Sean Martin, Golf Week Magazine senior writer. He's at the PGA Championship. Let's thank the sponsors who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, and sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, it's Alakai Mechanical. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones, Jr. Bordered by Emerald Green Mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Also brought to you by Discount Furniture Warehouse, offering a wide range of furniture to complement your island lifestyle. 345 North Nimitz Highway, visit HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com. Discount Furniture Warehouse, where the prices are so low, it's insane. And by Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business or special event. Get the STAR team on your property. STAR protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Alrighty, we're going to have a mostly sunny day in Hawaii. Chance of some rain over the Windward and Mauka areas, and the high today expected to be about 89 degrees. Take your sunscreen with you. The northeasterlies are blowing. It's going to cool us off a little bit, 15 to 20. Chance of some higher gusts. And joining us in the clubhouse, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, graduate in journalism, Big West Conference scholar, athlete, been with Golf Week magazine since 2006. The senior writer, Golf Week. Welcome to the show. Sean Martin, it's good to hear you. I was going to say see you.
How you doing, Danielle?
Excellent, excellent. Thank you. So tell us, the wind kicked up yesterday, made it a very difficult course, the Ocean Course at Kiawah, this PGA Championship, the last major of the year. What's the weather going to be like today?
Much calmer. There's talk about some afternoon rain. It looks like it's going to miss us. It's been kind of spotty, I think, because it does blow so much, and we're on the coast that the weather's pretty unpredictable. It's blowing a little bit, but, I mean, low scores are out there. Justin Rose is 5-under through 11 holes. He's actually, in spite of a 79 yesterday, currently in 7th place at 1-under. So guys are making a move. The front nine definitely is where you need to make up some ground and then just kind of deal with a tougher back nine.
You know, I think Vijay Singh, one of the co-leaders, we've got Carl Pedersen, Vijay Singh, Tiger Woods, all leading with Ian Poulter in there, too. That's exciting to see. But I think it was Vijay Singh who said it was a very weird course, this Pete Dye Ocean Course at Kiawah. What's so weird about it?
Well, you know, it's by the ocean, so we love to call it a length, but it's really not a length at all. You know, you have an ocean view, you've got the wind. But the greens are elevated above the fairways, so you can't really play the run-in shots into the greens that you see at Open Championships. And the grass back here, this castellum that people have talked so much about, it really, it's kind of sticky is the way I describe it. So again, you can't run shots over the ground. You have to get it airborne. The problem with that then is you're at the mercy of the wind, and a lot of the wind here is a crosswind, especially on the back nine. And so, I mean, you guys are familiar with wind in Hawaii, and the crosswind is the hardest one to deal with because you're aiming, I mean, guys said yesterday they're aiming 40, 50 yards less from the target and just hoping that the wind does what it says it does or what it's going to do. And any miss hit, I mean, you're going well offline. The wind's just going to blow it all over the place.
Yeah, let's listen to what Phil Mickelson said yesterday about, he commented on not being able to use the ground, as you said, and you know, not being able to use those low trajectory shots and letting it run across the fairways. This past Palom didn't allow the ball to roll. And he talked about playing in those crosswinds or with them.
It's a difficult test, but it's one of the best setups I've seen. There's plenty of room in the fairways to, if you drive the ball well and hit a good shot, it will be in the fairway. You know from the tee if you hit a good shot, if it is in the fairway or not. The greens are receptive, so if you hit a good solid shot, they'll hold on the green. There's plenty of room to play on this course. There's plenty of room to miss it and still have a shot. It's just a very well-designed golf course, given that the conditions like are very common around here like this.
And I thought it was interesting when he said it's a well-designed golf course. Is Pete Dye in his 80s already? Sean?
That I'm not sure of. I believe he's up there. He's close to that age.
Yeah, I think so. And from what I've read, he visited the ocean course and Kiowa for 2 years prepping for this PGA championship. He wanted to make it as difficult a course as he could possibly could, figuring out ways to challenge these greatest players. Has he accomplished his task?
Yeah, you know, and guys, usually when scores are as high as they were yesterday, it was actually the hardest day in PGA championship history based on scoring average. When scores are like this, guys are usually pretty quick to complain. And you didn't really hear that because, as you heard in the sound clip from Mickelson, the fairways are wide, so you have to hit a pretty offline shot to miss them. The greens are receptive. It's difficult. Anytime you have a crosswind like that, I don't care what course you're playing, it's going to be difficult. And so, I mean, if it had been a U.S. Open style setup with a lot firmer greens and firmer fairways, I mean, it would have been unplayable yesterday. So the PGA did a good job, and they've been helped by the rain, that it was a setup that was soft on the fairways on the greens that, you know, made it playable yesterday.
You played golf in college, so you know from competitive golf and from course setup. The PGA man who sets up the courses, is his name Kerry High?
Kerry Haig.
Kerry Haig, is he making the course because of the conditions? From what I somebody said on Golf Channel this morning, they could stretch it out to 8,200. I think it plays a 76, something like that, a par 72. Are they making it shorter or longer? What are they doing for the pin placements and the setup of this course?
You know, they're not tweaking it much. The first round, which was perfectly calm conditions, it was only moved up 8 yards total for the whole 18 holes. Second round, a little bit more. I think it was about 150 yards shorter. But they're not – it's still playing in the 7,500 range. It's not moved up to 7,000, 7,100. So they're still playing a lot of golf course here.
All right. Another question. When they decided that they were going to make all of the sandy areas they took out bunkers completely. You can practice. Is that weird? It's weird. You know, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Guys have adjusted pretty quickly. It's the way they played it also at the 91 Ryder Cup at Kiowa, and also there's been a senior PGA and a PGA Professional National Championship here, and that's how they played it in those events as well. So they're being consistent. This isn't a reaction to Dustin Johnson's fiasco at the 2010 PGA. And, you know, I think most guys, if you've got a standard sandy lie, they just play it like a bunker shot because that's what they're used to doing. If you've got a questionable lie, or you know, maybe you're on some hard pan, it's not like you find in a bunker, they might take some practice when you get used to it, but it hasn't had too large an effect on play.
But I'm confused. I mean, bunkers that are obviously bunkers, why do they have to set this rule in play? I can understand the sandy areas.
There's about 30 traditional looking bunkers. They're fully encircled by grass. They look like a bunker, but just for clarity's sake, they felt like they should just eliminate the differentiation. Everything should be played as a bunker because there's some areas that might be enclosed on three sides but then run all the way to the ocean almost. It's easier to just say, you know what, there's no bunkers and we're just going to do that. They don't want confusion. They want the simplest answer, and that's what this is.
All right. And I understand you're following the leaders. You must be looking forward to this.
It's going to be fun seeing Tiger and Vijay play together. It's almost like a flashback to, you know, 2006, 2007, 2008 when they were swapping the number one position in the world. They swapped the first three FedEx Cups. I mean, these guys, it's definitely an old rivalry that's coming back, and it's interesting to see it again.
Now, there's been a lot written about the animosity between Tiger Woods and Vijay Singh. Is that overblown?
You know, I think there's a little bit. There was a President's Cup when Vijay's caddy wore a hat that on the back it was written Tiger Who.
right, yes.
But, you know, it's just like the Phil-Tiger rivalry has been overblown. These guys are very competitive, and especially when you have two guys jostling for the number one position in the world, they're going to be competitive just because that's their nature. That's how they got to where they are.
Have you watched Tiger Woods warming up?
I have not. We still got about 2 hours to go, an hour and 45 minutes, so... So we still got some time to go until the last group tees off.
I'm curious, in the media center, when you guys are talking amongst yourselves, if you don't mind telling me, what's the chatter about Tiger Woods keeping it together for the weekend? I mean, this is a strange subject. For so long, he's in the lead. He's going to win. Of course, it's Tiger Woods. Well, that's not the case anymore. He's in the lead. He may blow it on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, the fact is we hold Tiger to a higher standard, and that's partly because Tiger holds himself to a higher standard. But, you know, he's the best player in the world right now. I don't think there's any debating that. Luke Donald's number one, but Tiger's Tiger. Luke made the cut on the number here. Tiger's tied for the lead. And so, you know, it's all about getting comfortable with those swings, the swing changes you make with Sean Foley. And the more comfortable you get, the less likely you're going to have that one off round. When you're still making an adjustment, it's hard to hold it together for four straight days. So it's just, and not to get cliche, but it's the process. It's just about time. As more time goes on and he plays more tournaments, he'll get more used to that swing, and we'll see him hold it together for four rounds in a major.
All right. Well, can we take a break, and can you stay with us for another segment right after this?
Sounds good.
Excellent. We'll be back after this. Sean Martin, Golf Week Magazine, is with us. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back. We're talking with Sean Martin, Golf Week Magazine senior writer. He's at the PGA Championship. He'll be following the leaders. Among them, of course, is Vijay Singh. 49, isn't he, Sean? Would he be the oldest major winner if he wins the PGA Championship?
It would be. Julius Boros won the 1968 PGA at 48, so Vijay would have that record if he can hold on for two more days.
Let's listen to what he had to say about, and I think this is so critical in the game, his confidence being back.
I just started believing that I can do it, you know. I mean, I was so negative for a long, long time. I have great sessions on the driving range and just couldn't take it on the golf course, so I finally started to believe that, you know, I can do what I'm doing on the driving range, and a little tweak to my golf swing during the British Open that kind of helped as well. So, you know, my head is in a better spot. You know, I'm more focused, and you know, believing that I can do it is helped me a lot.
That's one of the things that you mentioned, Luke Donald, earlier in our conversation, and he just made the cut on the number. He has such difficulties in the majors, you know, in pulling it off in the majors. I'm curious, do you think Vijay Singh has the stamina I hate to say this, he's in such good shape, but at 49 to make it through the weekend?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, Vijay is in such great shape. He works so hard at his game that I don't think the stamina is going to be an issue. I think if anything, it's going to be the putter, which has always been an issue for his. Luckily, I mean, you're not going to have to go low here. Scoring is a little bit better today, but, you know, the main issue, the thing that's going to really determine if he can hold on is those 6-8 footers that you need to make in major championships.
Is the putter, the long putter, is it affected by the windy conditions like they experienced yesterday where you have to stand up taller?
It can be. I think the belly putter, I mean, one of the things about the belly putter is people say it's an advantage in the wind because you can really anchor yourself into that. And so you actually get a little more stability. It's almost like having that, you know, third leg, I guess, to kind of stand on. The long putter is a little bit different story, I think, because it just is, it's so long. And obviously everything's getting blown up by the wind. So it depends on which style you're going with.
Okay, so it's, yeah, I thought it was interesting. Some people say it was harder to actually hold on and not get the wind to move you around. You were moving around by the wind. It sounds like it was really blowing and the most difficult test they've ever had. Who are you hoping wins? Do you have a favorite this week?
I mean, I'm impartial. I think more in the media than people, you root for stories. Obviously, Tiger winning his first major since 08 is a big story. I mean, DJ winning at 49 is. Rory's up there. He's T5. He's only two back. So you have, you know, a young rising star adding a major. Steve Stricker's shot 32 on the front. He's 1-under for the day, back in contention. Adam Scott, 1-under to start the day, so 3 off the lead. I mean, that would be fantastic stories bouncing back after what happened at the Open Championship. And then, you know, Phil's at even par. Keegan Bradley's at even par after a birdie at the first. Same with Graham McDowell. And there's a couple of guys that could get in there. Be interesting to see Graham contend again. He's been in the final group in the last two majors. To do 3 in a row would be amazing.
Great stories, yeah. Now, how about this guy? The ancestors, you know, this very strange. Watching Carl Pederson, what did he say? He gained a little weight because he drinks like 10 beers and a tub and eats a tub of ice cream before dinner and or before bed, and that'll do it to you.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think that might be a little tongue-in-cheek. But yeah, a couple years back, he tried to lose some weight for health resistance. His game just went down the tubes. And so he's actually just gained it back, comfortable with where he is weight-wise, and obviously comfortable with where he is on the leaderboard.
He's a contender, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he won this year. He's won 5 times in the PGA Tour. He's the overlooked European. Obviously, it's the Ryder Cup year. And he's lived in North Carolina for much of his life. He's larger than most Swedes, who are pretty, fitness-aware culture. He's got a little bit of a southern accent. He likes barbecue. He likes American food. So, you know, but, I mean, 5 wins on the PGA Tour this day and age, it's a pretty good haul.
Yeah, yeah. And does he have a chance of being on either Ryder Cup?
He can't be on ours. You have to be born in the United States for that one. And then to be a captain's pick for the European Tour, you have to be a member. Now, he's not a member of the European Tour, but they traditionally give honorary membership to major champions. So there's a little bit there, but as always with both teams, it's a real tight race. And I think that he's not in front of the European Tour. He doesn't play in their event. Jose Mariola Fabal, the captain, doesn't see him very often. Those things work against him. The fact that he hasn't embraced the European Tour, you know, it's going to be tough. It is also hard to leave off a major champion who won just a month before the competition, though.
Yeah. If he were to win this, that would be a big, like, you don't care about us on the European Tour. We are definitely, regardless of your, that would be very interesting to see them do that. We've got to talk about John Daly. I mean, John Daly doing so well. Did he finish tied for 5th at Reno Tahoe last week? I think it was.
He did. He also had a top 10 last year. Those are his only 2 top 10s since he was, I don't know if you remember, 05. He was runner-up in the WGC at Harding Park, the American Express. He lost the playoff to Tiger. You know, he's been playing pretty well. He's been clutching a couple top 25s both here and in Europe. He's playing both tours. And, I mean, his talent isn't an issue with him. It's just whether or not he can keep it together. And he's done a pretty good job so far here. I mean, 1-over is definitely still in contention. It'll be interesting to see what he does this weekend. But, you know, he's been playing well. He's been making progress. And that's shown this week.
Yeah. People talking about, wouldn't it be great to see John Daly and Tiger Woods in the final pairing? that would definitely draw an audience on television. That would make... Well, yes.
Oh, yeah, it's interesting because his 1991 PGA victory is one of golf's all-time great stories. He was ninth alternate at one point. But I think this one would even trump that, coming back and winning. I mean, he's a fan favorite for so many reasons, and I think people would love to see him win.
Yeah, yeah, there are definitely a number of storylines that are really exciting to follow. And on the Ryder Cup question, with Brent Snedeker not making the cut, do you think he will get on the Ryder Cup team? I mean, he was in the top 15 for a while there.
Yeah, it's going to be tough just because Davis is going to have four captain picks. It looks like Stricker and Furyk are locks. He kind of, if you read between the lines, you kind of got the sense that Stricker and Furyk are locks for the team. Hunter Mahan won twice this year. He entered the week at ninth in the standings, the top eight a week's end, get in. So he's going to have to be a captain's pick if Davis wants him on that team. And then you've got other guys like Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, who it's going to be tough for Brandt to be picked. There's a lot of competition for those four spots.
When are the Ryder Cup captain's picks announced?
September 4th. It's the day after the Deutsche Bank Championship.
All right, so they all have a chance to prove. So Brent, if he came along and won Deutsche Bank, he probably would be in the Ryder Cup because he's a good player. He's got he's strong, exciting stuff. So we're at the PGA Championship, the last major of the year, the last time for Tiger Woods to pull off, get that number to 15. That's one of the big storylines, and you're following them all. Sean Martin, how's the food in the media center?
Oh, delicious as always, and free.
It was great meeting you in California earlier this year, and your pictures don't do you justice, Sean. We're going to have to do something about that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day today. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. Alex Maselli, standing by. Yes, Alex. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, sponsored by the Discount Furniture Warehouse, where the prices are so low, it's insane!
Now is the time to save some money.
The Discount Furniture Warehouse has many futons, sofas, and sectionals, bedroom sets, platform bunk beds, dining room sets, in stock now. 345 North Nimitz Highway.
And check out our website at HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com.
Where the prices are so low, it's insane!
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay. Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. Alex Maselli, senior writer, Golf Week contributor. I got to take a deep breath for this, okay? Let's start over. Senior writer, Golf Week, contributor, Golf Channel, with his work on the range and, of course, on Morning Drive, co-host The Grill Room on Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio, brought to you by Transitions, author obsessed with golf, co-authored with Dave Shadlovsky, noted golf analyst, journalist, and TV personality. Welcome to the show, Alex Maselli.
Wow, Danielle. My goodness.
I've only been waiting. This is the third major. I'm like, okay, I don't know if Alex is going to be here, but it would sure be nice. I really enjoyed our walk in Palm Springs along the course following President Clinton. That was fabulous. And Greg Norman. And seeing you on the range. And I got to just bring this up. Alex called Tiger Woods gutless, which he was, for the way he handled his orchestrated apology, wouldn't allow any questions. At the Honda Classic, Tiger got angry at Maselli for asking follow-up questions about the Hank Haney book. So how's that relationship going?
Non-existent.
So when Tiger Woods goes into the media center, do you bother to ask a question, or do you even bother to go in the center?
I almost asked a question this week. But I have not talked to Tiger or asked him a question since Honda, partly because I don't have anything to ask him. There's no burning question that I have. If I had a burning question, I'd ask him. And then on top of that, of course, I could always get, then what happens, I could always get the answer, which is no answer. So, I mean, look, there's 100, like this week, there's 155 other guys here. I'd rather talk to them.
Yeah, okay, totally. I mean, I was impressed. I got to say, I was impressed. He seemed good during the, his after course. Of course, he had a great round, so why wouldn't he be in a good mood, right?
Yeah, I think, I thought he was a little different. I mean, I didn't sit in. Again, I was doing something else. But it seemed, and I talked to some people about it afterwards, and they said they thought that he was a little better than he'd been. But,
yeah,
there's no explanation for this.
I got it.
The guy just doesn't get it. So
yeah, that's absolutely right. He could completely change the way, well, not all of the Tiger haters, but a lot of them. He could change the way a lot of people feel about him if he would just open up. And I don't think he's capable of, maybe in his 40s or 50s he'll finally get it. Maybe when his kids are older. I don't know. Now, I was watching you on Golf Channel, and I always watch Golf Channel and see you on Morning Drive and on the range. You were talking earlier this week about mudders. And the weather factor at Kiawa on the ocean course and all the rain and the wind and the heat. Now, we haven't heard much about the heat. Did mudders, has that even been a factor, the rain? This course has taken a lot of water.
Yeah, what happened, really. I think ever after Wednesday, when we had some rain, the course really has not had much rain. And there is some dampness, at night and so forth and so on. But I don't think this isn't like what happened at Congressional or what happened at Bethpage. It's not like that at all. So this course, unless we get a storm tomorrow or sometime later today, this course is going to play relatively what they were looking for. It's not going to be, it'll never be hard and fast because the grasses aren't going to allow for that. But it's going to play as relatively hard and fast. And so it's not a mudder's golf course. And I think you saw that yesterday. You saw balls releasing, especially on the greens, because they're so elevated that they dry out much quicker, and the wind actually affects them much more than the areas in the fairways.
The heat, this whole summer, I mean, the hottest July on record in the United States since they've been keeping records, felling caddies and media people and in various places on the planet. Has it been a factor? I'm seeing a lot of sweaty shirts.
Yeah, but not overly so. I think this is one of those places where it's warm and humid, but if you drink water, you're okay.
Yeah.
It's not like when we were at Southern Hills a while ago, you really could have certainly fried an egg on the ground. And it's not that kind of stifling heat, but it is very humid, so you just got to stay hydrated is all. And I think there's enough water out there for the caddies and everything else. It's funny, Danielle, last year, as we do, when we walk around, we grab a bottle of water out of one of the, one of the
tubs.
Areas that
yeah.
by the keys.
Yeah.
And after the first day, there was like a notice posted in the media center saying, water is for players and caddies only. Yeah. We're in Atlanta, Georgia in August. So I'm like, I walked up to one of the guys from the PGA of America. I gave him $20, and he said, "What was that for?" And I said, "That's for the water I'm going to be grabbing while I'm walking around the golf course."
Contrarian.
it just turned out that they didn't order enough water. How you don't order enough water on the at a PGA Championship in Atlanta. I don't know, but that's what happened.
Now, there's not enough time, apparently, in a 24-hour day for them to actually play a complete round of golf when the wind's blowing. Five and a half hours to play a round?
More, actually. I think when I talked to Westwood, it was like 5:40 for him. You know, the time part in this golf course is 4:40, and one player who will be will not be named said that if somebody said that the time part around this golf course was 4:40, they've never played golf before.
Okay, why is that? I mean, what's the problem?
There's just no way. I mean, you know, when you got 20 and 30 mile an hour winds, the ball's going all over the place. You're trying to look at things. You're playing for, you know, a total purse of over $7 million, I think it is. You need to take the time, and you can't, the balls can just blow up. I mean, you know, once they blow, I mean, you just got to, first of all, like Thursday, Phil Mickelson, this course is like 76-76.
Yeah.
I think he played it like 82-54.
Well, they could stretch it to 8,000, I hear.
Yeah, well, they could. They would give you a pistol at the turn.
To shoot yourself?
That's right. Exactly. You get the option. You play another nine or shoot yourself.
Okay, so we get that it's a really hard course to play. Is it really weird? I mean, is it a strange? What did Vijay Singh say? I don't know what Pete Dye was thinking when he designed this course.
What are your thoughts? That question after some of the courses he designed. First of all, I really, really like the Ocean Course, but people get the wrong impression that the Ocean Course is a links course, and it's about the furthest thing from a links course there is. All the greens are elevated, so much more bunkering, a lot of runoff with the different areas, marshland. The grasses are completely different than links grasses. You have to put the ball in the air. Links courses to keep the ball on the ground if you can. So it's completely different. The only thing that's similar is the fact that usually links courses, and actually this course obviously, is by the ocean. But I like this golf course. I think in some ways it's missed past for where it is. I think that we were just talking to Kerry Hague, who's basically in charge of everything for the PGA of America in regards to the tournament. And we were talking about why did he die do all these greens, you know, raised greens? And his response was because everybody wanted to see the ocean. And at originally when they designed it, it was going to be the greens were going to not be elevated, which would make it much more of a lake style golf course. So, you know, look, I think it's a good golf course. I think people talked about Sawgrass at the time when they saw Sawgrass and they thought it was a crazy golf course. But, I mean, today, if there's one golf course that doesn't favor anyone, not one type of player, it's going to be the PPC at the same place as the PPC at Sawgrass. It just does not favor any one player. You could actually get any kind of player playing out there, and they all can play well, and they can all score well. And that's not true of very many golf courses in this country.
Yeah, it's just an interesting course to look at because, like you said, it looks like a links course, but it doesn't play anything like a links course. And I was watching these guys reset as birds were flying dangerously low overhead. I think Tiger Woods is the example. He stopped because there was a seabird that came kind of low. What, the birds were having a hard time in the wind too?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah. Who are you watching today? Who's the player? I mean, Justin Rose is making a huge move.
Yeah, he just bogeyed, actually, 13 to go back to even.
Okay.
Rory McIlroy is the guy I picked at the beginning of the week, so I'm going to take a look at him. I think it'll be interesting to see what Phil does. It'll be interesting to see what Poulter and Tiger do as well as BJ, because I predict BJ is not going to stay up there just because it's just very hard for him to continue to play at this kind of pace. He's 49 years old. He's not shown the propensity to do that for a long time. I think Tiger made a lot of stuff yesterday that, you know, think about it, you know, he doesn't make half of that. He's in the middle of the pack. I mean, it was just one of those days where he just made everything, which is great for him, but I just don't see that. You can't continue to do that on a consistent basis. If he does, it'll be one of the better, you know, better majors he's had. I look at Ian Poulter, and, you know, Poulter played really well yesterday. He's only one off the lead. He's been in this situation before at the British Open at Royal Birkdale, so that would be interesting. And then I look at Phil. I mean, Phil did something yesterday that really didn't get enough credit, probably. But he came back from playing very poorly to his standards and shooting a one under par round yesterday. And it was just as windy in the middle of the morning round as it was in the afternoon. And I just think that if he has some confidence that he can do that, he putted very well yesterday, but if he has some confidence that he can do that, he's only four shots off the lead. We've already seen Steve Stricker was three over and he's one under. He's made up four shots in 10 holes. David Lin has made up four shots in 8 holes. Justin Rose made up four shots. Well, actually, more than four shots in 9 holes, made up 5 shots in 10 holes. So it's not like it's not scoreable out there. So that's why I think you get somebody like Phil, if he goes on a run, and really it's a weekend run. That's all you need. I mean, some two guys out here, some shoot 68-68, which sounds like a lot, which isn't really. You know, 268, that's 8 under par, they're going to win the golf tour.
Yeah. What do you think is going to be the winning number?
Yeah, I'm thinking for 7, I think.
7 under?
Yeah, 6-7 under, I think so. I think that the way this course is scoring today, and of course, there's so much dependent upon what happens tomorrow weather-wise. But the way the course is set up today and the way they're scoring on this golf course, I think 6-7 under is probably possible.
Wow.
It's possible.
Wow. Now, yesterday, were there really thunderstorms offshore that you could see, the bad weather offshore?
Yeah, I mean, you get the same thing, Danielle, back there in the beautiful Hawaii.
Yeah, we do.
Offshore.
Yeah.
Same thing. I mean, you know, the Atlantic Ocean is named different than the Pacific Ocean. It's wet. It's big.
It's wet. It's big. Yes. Yes, indeed. Okay, so Vijay Singh, you don't think is going to be able to pull it together over the full week. I tend to agree with you. Tiger Woods... There's the Tiger Woods factor. Can he survive Saturday? I think Saturday's become one of his biggest problems. I don't know why. He loses his momentum, whatever, his rhythm. Now, you haven't mentioned anything about the other co-leader, Carl Pedersen. Do you have so little faith, sir?
No, I was there when he won at Hilton Head.
Okay.
And he played really, really well. I just think that watching the way he was hitting the ball yesterday didn't impress me. I mean, it just didn't impress me the way he was hitting the ball, and I don't know why that was. I thought when he was at Hilton Head, obviously a narrow golf course where you really got to be a good ball striker, I thought he played great. But yesterday, watching him play, I didn't really think he played there very well, and I was actually kind of surprised that he got out of there alive. But, I mean, it was partly because he putted well. I mean, he had 4 less putts on Friday as he did on Thursday, but his green to regulation, he was 15 for 18 in GIR on Thursday. He was 5 for 18 on Friday. I mean, he just didn't hit the ball as well.
Huh.
So he needs to hit the ball a lot better to be able to get himself in position. But that's the difference. And so we'll see what he does. I mean, you know, walking out in that thing yesterday, it was easy to start going in the wrong direction. And I don't know if Carl got a little tired at the end or what, but, you know, he makes 3 bogeys in the last 4 holes, that's not the way you want to finish either.
No, that's what happened to Adam Scott, only it was 4 of them. Right.
Yeah, it was only, yeah, and that was on the final round. That was, thankfully, for Carl, it was only in the second round.
Yeah, yeah, only the second round, exactly. Shall we bring our friend Bob Bupka in? I think we should. Yes. Bobby, from 10 to noon on Saturday and Sunday on PGA Tour Radio, Sirius XM, you can listen to Bob Bupka and Alex Maselli. They discuss everything hot in golf. It's on Channel 93 or Sirius 208. It's sponsored by Transitions. Bob Bupka, welcome to the show.
Well, I'm cleaning off my cell phone because I've been listening to Alex and throwing up all over my phone. If you believe any of that garbage that he's trying to tell you, I'm dealing with major issues here. We got listeners after our show aired today sending in emails and everything saying, tell Alex to stay out of politics. He's, you know, he goes off on these tangents, Danielle. It's wearing my nerves thin.
Now, that was always my question.
Danielle, let me just say something right now. His nerves were worn thin after the second divorce.
So far we've talked, okay, marital issues and politics. Since, you know, okay, guys, you know, don't you know that you're not supposed to talk about either one of those things and add religion into it, too? To keep friends. You got us. But what were you guys really arguing about this weekend? What's your hot button point for your show?
Well, I said what a wonderful location this is for a major championship with a championship caliber golf course. And Alex opened up the show by saying, let me just get this off my chest. The PGA of America made a mistake coming here. We should never be here. See, Alex only rates major championships by one criteria, Danielle, and that is how close can he park to the media center? And in this case, he's down in Charleston. Because Dennis and I have a nice little mansion right nearby here, but he was not invited. So because he's an hour and a half away, he thinks it's a lousy venue. I disagree.
Okay. All right. We actually had a conversation about this, didn't we, Alex, when we were walking along the course in Palm Springs discussing which would be the best major to visit. And you didn't like this location because it's difficult to get people in and out. That's really the question. It's not just the media. It's also the fans who want to come and watch. Right, Alex?
Yeah, and we had this conversation in January, Danielle. It wasn't like we had it like yesterday.
No. Yes, it was in January. And you told me that I'd best come to the U.S. Open in San Francisco. That would be the best place to come for the next, 20 years, based on your analysis of the way these people are putting these events together that are not transportation friendly.
Now, Alex is not aware that Peter Oosterhuis, who's working for TNT this week, has come up with the solution. There's going to be many, many more majors here at Kiawa because Peter Oosterhuis said all they have to do is turn the bike lanes that they have all over the island into super highways, and we can have major championships here.
All right. See, Alex, there's a solution to the problem.
We had to import a Brit to give us the answer to that question.
Boy, we paved over paradise. Let's not do it to Kiawa. Okay. Now, from Alex's point of view, you are watching Phil Mickelson. That's what I understand. You have great hopes for Phil being able to pull it out this weekend, correct?
Yeah, I think he's certainly one that I would take a serious look at. That was true, too, after the second round of the Open Championship last year at Royal St. George. I thought that he was the guy to look at, and he actually was. He ended up finishing second there.
Yeah, okay. Bob, who are you watching?
Well, Danielle, he's not watching Phil Mickelson. He's not hoping that Phil Mickelson plays well. He is literally down on his hands and knees begging that Phil Mickelson plays well because when the 2012 campaign started, it was Tiger Woods, he's finished, he's not going to win another PGA Tour event, quote Alex Maselli. After he wins one, well, he won one, but that's no big deal. He'll never win another one, quote Alex Maselli after victory number two. After victory number three, now Alex Maselli, when asked on the Golf Channel, and I record everything so he can't squirm out of it, he was asked, who's going to win Bridgestone? Alex said, well, I think Tiger's going to win Bridgestone. Here's a guy that he said can't win anything, and he's going to have him win a World Golf Championship event. And now that Tiger's perched to get number 15, a nice private conversation with him. And I heard you talking to Alex about Tiger was quite pleasant in the media room. He made sure that Alex wasn't allowed in there, and then that's why he was so pleasant. So there are answers, true answers, to everything that's said, Danielle. You just can't buy what the Bostache tells you.
What the Bostache. I like that nickname. That's such a cute name, Alex. That's because Alex Maselli wears a Bostache. I'm talking with Alex Maselli, senior writer Golf Week, Bob Bupka, the voice of golf, World Golf Radio. They're both co-hosts.
I want to know who the hell gave him that name.
The voice of golf? Well,
yeah.
He did.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. How arrogant is that?
That's in the same category. I want to be in the golf business, so I'm going to create Golf Press Association. That way I can be the editor and I can be the president. It started in his closet. Using a payphone.
You guys, this is like a Dean Beeman story. I was talking with Shupak about it last week, and Dean would go out and have all these crazy relationships with people, antagonism and rah, but he'd end up playing golf with them and being very friendly. So It's fun listening to you. You must do a really good show. I just wish we could get it here in Hawaii. You know, that's the problem. We don't have that satellite.
We can listen to it online.
We can listen online?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll have to subscribe to the online subscription service.
Just go to thegrillroom.com, or you can go on iTunes, and there's a full podcast, too.
Oh, you mean on thegrillroom.com, I can get it without having to subscribe?
Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you, Alex.
You think we could charge for this show?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Hey, I think Danielle, yes. Let me just, for your listeners, I paint the accurate pictures. You know, how windy was it here yesterday? Well, let me put it to you this way. They were serving barbecue ribs in media dining and nice, covered with all this sauce. Mm. I went in, got a plate of ribs, walked outside, the wind hit it. There was no sauce left on the ribs. It was all on me.
That's how windy it was. Yeah, I was wondering about the long-handled putters. Somebody was saying because you have to stand up in the wind, the wind is a factor in trying to putt with them. I mean, let's close this. Well, we've got about 4 minutes. I'm wondering, do you guys have a disagreement over whether or not the belly putter, the anchored putter, should be banned, or do you both agree on that?
Agree.
Agree, of course not.
I love the game of golf. Uh-huh. I love it played in the traditional manner. Of course, Alex thinks belly putters are great and long putters and this kind of putter.
Let's let Alex present his position. I mean, it's only fair.
Right.
Alex, what's your position on the long putter?
Oh, well, I mean, Danielle, I think Bob's right. I love the traditional parts of golf. I'm waiting for us to go back to the feathery and to go ahead and use wooden shafts and the forged head.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait. But uh-huh. If we're not going to do that, then I think that we have to remember this game is a hard enough game as is, and we want people to enjoy themselves and have fun. And if you're looking at it from a professional level, it's entertainment. And do I really want to ruin and make the game harder than it already is? The answer would be absolutely not. And, by the way, if it was such a panacea that anybody that picked up a belly putter or a long putter could all of a sudden putt so much better, then I think you would see so many more people using it, and you're only seeing somewhere around 20 to 25% of them using it, and actually some go back to the short putter afterwards. So I don't know what the problem is.
Oh, I have a problem because it violates the rule. You're not supposed to anchor anything against your body. That's the part that I don't understand how it even got to start being used in the game.
Thank you, Danielle.
No, I just
Thank
don't.
You. Change the rule. It changed the
don't
rule.
Don't worry. The RNA and the USGA is going to take action on our position, Danielle. Okay. You and I have the correct position on this argument. And once again, Mr. Maselli's on the wrong side of things.
Mr. Maselli has a very good point. I think that a recreational player should be allowed to do whatever they can to get around a golf course. And if it takes anchoring a putter, fine. But in a professional arena, they should be playing by the rules, and they don't need to anchor it or take that rule out and say, you can anchor it. You can play croquet with it. Who cares however you get it into the hole? That's all that matters. But if there's
Listen, real quick, because I have to go.
Okay.
Some of us have work to do. Others don't. But let me just tell you, right after the United States Open, Alex Maselli was invited, which is quite an honor, to play around the golf with Bubba Watson. And
that's why he ditched me.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Exactly right.
Yes.
He gave you up to play golf with Bubba Watson.
Yes, I forgive
him. The following week, I went up to Bubba. I said, what did you learn playing 18 holes with Alex Maselli? And he thought long and hard for a minute. He says, I learned that he doesn't know how to play golf.
Oh, no. Thank you, Bob Bupka.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll talk soon. Alex Maselli, how was that round with Bubba Watson?
Long?
Bubba Long?
Oh, he made me go all the way back to the back tee. Bob couldn't even get to the forward tee from the back tee. He's sitting there giving me grief.
Wait, you had to play from the back tees?
Yeah, from the back tee.
Wow. Okay,
yeah.
Congratulations. That's a feat that most of us wouldn't be. In fact, yeah. Okay. What are you working on?
100 plus. I'm like, anyway, what am I working on? I don't know.
Now, wait a second. You've got to tease us because we want to go to golf week and we want to read tell us what's.
Well, I will tell you this. I'm breaking the story on Monday night because we'll put it in the magazine first.
Okay.
And then we'll put it on the web Monday night. And I can't tell you much about it, but it is an interesting story.
All right. I'm teased. You're breaking a story. It's interesting, but that's all you can tell me.
Right. I can't tell you. I mean, obviously, it's about golf, and it's about something that I've been following and been writing about for the last couple of months.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I can't wait.
And there's some Tiger in it, I can tell you that.
And there's some... Okay. I'm teased. You're the best. Thanks for being with us in the clubhouse this weekend. I really appreciate the time you've taken. Okay?
Daniel, I'd say any time, but as you know, it's not always any time. But
no.
When I can, I will certainly do it.
You know, when Bubba Watson says, come and play golf, I totally understand. You know, I get that you'd rather play golf with Bubba Watson than hang out and talk with me for 30 minutes.
not necessarily rather. It just happens to be my job.
Alex Maselli, senior writer, Golf Week, contributor, Golf Channel. He's on the range on Wednesday. You can see him on Morning Drive. He's everywhere. I don't know how you do it, Alex.
Thanks. There's two of us.
Aha. Voila. We'll be back, and we'll be talking with Alex in the future. Have a great weekend. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. I just want to mention something that's really important. The Billy Casper Golf Managed Courses in Hawaii. And by the way, all golf courses in the United States of America participate. But these three are they're having the world's largest golf outing to benefit the Wounded Warrior Project on Monday, August 13th. This is a simultaneous golf outing at more than 100 of the Billy Casper Golf Managed Courses in the 24 states that they're in, open to golfers of all abilities, doesn't require a USGA handicap. You can go to Ka'anapali, Puakea, the Bayview in Kaneohe. They're all having the world's largest golf outing. Give them a call for Hawaii courses through Sunday at noon. Give them a call and you can check in entry fees. And of course, all of this is going to benefit the Wounded Warrior Project. Jerry King, I thought I had a long intro with Alex Maselli. Listen, one of the top golf instructors in Hawaii for years, frequently featured instructor on Golf Channel, TaylorMade board member, and Hawaii's representative, National Instruction Committee PGA of America member, Aloha Section PGA Education Committee member, Golf Professional Marketing Agency member, certified instructor, Aimpoint, one of the 33 in the country. Welcome to the show, Jerry King.
Well, thank you, Danielle.
you're a busy man.
Hey, but I didn't get the extra deep breath, though.
Yeah, well, no, I should have done it twice, right? All right. You've got 56 of the players in this PGA Championship playing with TaylorMade drivers. That's the biggest number. I mean, what, there's 144 guys playing and 56 are playing TaylorMade.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, it shows that it works. It must work.
Something's working, yes. Even the Ryder Cup captain, Davis Love, he plays TaylorMade, right?
He does. It's fantastic. It's great to be able to see the representation out on the PGA Tour and the LPGA and the Champions Tour. And right now, I mean, we've got around a 50% market share with Metalwoods, and because it's just such a dynamic weapon out on the golf course.
Yeah, John Daly. Look at John Daly. He's playing TaylorMade. Has he been for a long time? Right.
Here and there.
Here and there, John.
Here and there.
John does what he can. And it's good to see him coming up, you know, and playing so well, tied for fifth at Reno Tahoe, moving up the leaderboard. Of course, the leaders haven't gone off yet. They haven't started playing. Carl Pederson, Vijay Singh, Tiger Woods, they'll be playing Ian Poulter. Ian Poulter said that he can't control the weather. He's going to go out and have some sick fun today. Weather's not such an issue, but it's interesting to see them all playing. Now, tell us a little bit about the TaylorMade driver and what makes it so good.
You know, the good thing is being able to have the two drivers between the R11S and then the rocket balls, and then two different heads with the rocket balls. I mean, it fits so many different players, and I guess the one word would be the versatility, you know, the adjustability of the drivers. You know, I guess it's like if you're drinking a fine wine, I mean, a lot of the different winemakers, they have the same grapes, and but it's how they put it together. And we at TaylorMade, our engineers have done a fantastic job of creating the highest trajectory with the lowest amount of spin. And especially those tour players, they love to be able to put less spin on the ball, especially when they're dealing with the crosswinds like they're dealing with out at the PGA Championship. You want to be able to have more control over your spin, because when you have more control over the spin, you have more control over the ball, and leads to lower scores. So, you know, the adjustability, the versatility, and the limited amount of spin that these drivers put on the ball.
Let's give away some rocket balls. I think
Let's do it.
The number is 808-296-5467. All you've got to be is the ninth caller in at 808-296-5467, and I will send you your rocket balls. I think everybody's gotten their golf balls except for the winners last week, and everybody loves the Penta Pearls, the rocket balls. It's just so much fun playing with this equipment. And you know, we're talking about the long putter. What's your position, Jerry King, on whether or not there should be maybe a bifurcation of the rules where the recreational player can play and the professional would have to use? Do you have a stand on this?
Well, it seems like the bifurcation is it's usually just temporary, you know, whenever they do that. So I don't see it ever necessarily being to where, okay, you can't do it on tour, but you can, you know, as the recreational player. I'd love to be able to see that. But I think, you know, my take is that if it allows you to play better golf, you know, let's get it out there. If it allows our players to go out there and have more fun, because that's the thing with the game of golf. You know, we want to make it more fun. We want to be able to play faster. We want to, you know, keep it interesting, keep people in the game, keep growing the game. And if it's a long putter, if it's a belly putter, if it's a driver or a golf ball that goes a little farther, I say game on. And that's just the coach in me, because I live vicariously through my players, and I love to see them have fun, and I love to see them play better golf. So I say go with it. And right now I've got a belly putter in my bag, so I can't be saying we shouldn't have it.
Oh, I didn't want to actually ask you if you tried it, because, you know, some people say, but what do you find good about? Do you anchor it, or do you just like the length?
That word anchor, I mean, it is touching me, so I guess it would be anchored, but I don't feel like it's anchored in.
Okay.
What I love about the belly putter, it allows me to set up the exact same way every single time. When I'm practicing, when I'm playing, even when I was, putting with a conventional putter, and I've always perceived myself to be a pretty darn good putter. And I'd practice with a long putter to be able to go out there and feel the putter head, let it swing, set up the exact same way every time, then put my conventional putter in, and then feel the exact same feeling. So, I think that consistency with setting up, and, sometimes, all the players that are out there listening, you get out there and the wind's blowing and you feel the head kind of not necessarily on plane or on path when it's swinging back, and then you have to make a compensation. I think it's a little bit easier just to feel the putter head to swing when you've got that long or that the belly putter. So if you're having any issues, it's a good thing to go to at least practice with and then go back with your conventional putter. It doesn't mean that you have to make the change.
I want to follow up here, but I've got to let everybody know that Fernando of Royal Cunha is the winner of our TaylorMade Rocket Balls. You can call from anywhere in the United States. You don't have to be in Hawaii to win the Rocket Balls or the Penta Pearls that we're giving away from TaylorMade. Now, Jerry, what you're telling me is you, Jerry King, rep for TaylorMade and one of the top instructors in Hawaii and around the country. So you're telling me that what you like about the long putter is you get to practice your setup, and then you take the long putter and put it away and you grab your conventional putter, and through that getting the feel of the setup, you're able to use your conventional putter better?
Yes. And, it's being a PGA professional and in the spirit of the PGA Championship, I always recommend see your PGA pro to be able to get fit for a, belly putter or a long putter to make sure that you have the right length, because that's very important. And, even at TaylorMade, I might, order one that's 41 3/4 inches, and we do the custom length and the custom adjustments because you want to make sure that you're standing the correct distance away from the ball that's giving you the most strategic setup to be able to roll it true every time. And once you do that, you have the right length of putter, be it the belly or the long, you're going to set up the exact same way every time. Then when you put your conventional putter in your hand, you're feeling the same thing, same distance away, same perception, visual perception. And that's what we want, is we want to be able to set up clean and efficient and then repeat that.
and repeat it without having to think about it.
That's right, and that's what I see with my players. They're not necessarily repeating the good setup all the time. So that's why I like it in practicing, even if you don't take it out on the golf course, practicing with it, because it gives you that consistent setup.
Yeah, okay. There's such strong feelings about taking in some of the players. I've seen them in the media center when they have their post-round interviews. Really, they say, yeah, but these guys that are using the long putter, it takes the nerves out of the game. And it's all about how can you control your nerves under pressure? Don't you feel that they have an advantage with a long putter?
If they feel like they have an advantage, then guess what? If they believe they have an advantage, they have an advantage, the player.
Okay.
If they program that, then they have an advantage. I don't necessarily say, okay, everybody that uses a long putter or a belly putter is going to have an advantage. They're still feeling the nerves. They're still feeling the pressure out there. They still have to swing it back and through and make the putt and make the right decision. And I don't care what club you have in your hand, you're still going to have that pressure. You're still going to have those feelings, and it's how you deal with it. And if you believe that a shorter putter is going to make you more confident, and you believe that that's going to be better under pressure, then guess what? The shorter putter's for you. If you believe it's a mid or if you believe it's a long, I'm just a firm advocate of it. If you believe it, you can achieve it.
So in other words,
whatever's in your mind,
if you believe it, you can achieve it. Let's say that over and over again. We'll have a mantra for the morning. If you believe it, you can achieve it. Now, but what you're saying, bottom line is, it's not a magic stick, because if it was, the guys who were using it, they'd be winning all the time.
Exactly. Look at all of these major champions and all the guys that are, you look at these guys that are ranked in the top 10 in the world. How many of them do have the belly or long putters, and how many are conventional? You can't really put a number to it. You can't put a full stereotype and say it's the cure-all. Like you said, it's the magic wand. I'm just not buying into that.
Yeah, all right. I agree. At the same time, what bugs me is if they're going to penalize people because they violated one of the sacrosanct rules of golf in that long book. Well, it's not really that long. It's pretty short, but it's the, what is it called again? When the interpretations, the decisions of the rules?
The decisions on the rules of golf that weighs about 4.5 pounds.
Yeah, that one. It's like a law library. All right. If they're gonna do that on all others, why is it that in this particular case they have a rule saying you can't anchor, and yet people are using it? I see them stuffing it into their tummy. You know, you can see them holding it up against their body. In some cases, it's obviously anchored. If there's a rule against doing that for any club, I don't understand why they're not being penal. That's the part that bugs me. You know, so do something. I have to do something real quick. KPUA, Hilo, KGU, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo, KTOH, FM1, Princeville. All right. TaylorMade aside for a second, let's ask Jerry King, who would you like to see win this PGA Championship?
You know, I mean, I got to be rooting for one of my TaylorMade guys.
Okay.
I'd love to see that Justin Rose is going low today. I just, you know, Justin was one of my picks going into it, and such a great gamer and great guy, and Representative Ashworth and TaylorMade. And I'd like to see him pull through and keep going low.
Yeah, no, Justin Rose has been the pick for a number of majors on a number of people's minds. So I understand completely what you're saying. And it seems like about time for Justin Rose to fulfill all of the dreams people had for him when he was 17. And now he's like a dad, and he's in his, what, late 20s, early 30s?
Yeah, and maybe we can see him hole out on the last hole in the PGA Championship like he did in the British Open when he was an amateur.
I know, when he was an amateur. Yeah, you know, that's, gosh, so many times that happens to these young kids, and I'm not going to mention any names, but they go out on the PGA Tour, and they are in the top 10, or they're winning, you know, and then they decide, well, I'm really good, I'm going to turn pro. What happens when you turn pro, and all of a sudden you're not even contending anymore?
Yeah, everybody's different. Everybody's different. And, you know, sometimes it could just be the timing of it. Other times it could be that, you know, are you comfortable in that scenario? I think that key word is comfortable. And I think when you go from amateur status professional, you're realizing, hey, this is a job now, and it's not just you. I mean, you're playing for a team, and, you know, be it caddies and coaches and family, and now it's you're not just out there, you know, doing it on the amateur side. There's a paycheck at the end of it. And I don't know, I think everybody deals with it different.
Yeah, you know, it's true. I'm watching, you know, it's great to see Luke Donald. He made the cut on the number. I'd love to see him win a major so he could finally be number one and nobody would have the asterisks under his name. Dustin Johnson, I'm having a hard time understanding where his game is, because he's so athletic and he's such a good ball striker. He seems to always have a problem, and I haven't figured out what that is. And Martin Kamer is another one. Any thoughts on either one of those guys?
You know, I mean, they're obviously both, you know, world-class players. I mean, Martin's not necessarily doing the best. I think Dustin had a strong close today to at least, you know, bring it back a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, the great players, it's hard to speculate. You know, I mean, the guys like Alex Mastelli and Tim Rosefort.
Yes.
You know, and Rude, and, you know, my buddies that are on the media side, they always have something to say on these players. And me being the coach, I'm just an eternal optimist, and I want what's best for these guys, and I know they're out there playing their heart out. And I think we've got great things to see from DJ. I mean, that guy is, I mean, if you want to say blue-chip player, he's a blue-chip player. And not only does he hit it long, he hits it straight. And, you know, when you're playing out in the wind like these guys are, and in these conditions in a tough course like the Ocean course, it boils down to your wedge and putter. And the guys that are scoring, look at Tiger. I mean, why is he up there right now? Because he made everything that he looked at.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday he made everything that he looked at. If he misses half of those, I mean, what? He's not even maybe middle of the field.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, and so it's these guys, I mean, how are they rolling the pearl, and how is the wedge working? And I think Dustin Johnson is a guy that we're going to see win, you know, a few majors. And I'm making that call. I just think he's got so much talent, and he's got so many more years to mature.
Yes, he does. You know, and I think what we have, the expectations that we have on young players to all of a sudden, you know, they're the, I don't know, we make such a big deal out of the kids and all of their potential, and they're the next phenom, and they're, you know, come on, give them some time to grow into their phenom status. Tiger Woods is a different animal. They don't come along often. He's, he's just on a different level, a different standard. And he set the bar very, very high for himself. And I don't think we can compare. I don't think we'll see another Tiger Woods. At least I won't. I don't think I'll be around for another one. That would be really something.
I tell you, yeah, you're totally right. I mean, he is a special individual. And I think it's actually really, really cool now that we can look at a Saturday like today and wonder, you know, is Tiger going to, you know, what's he going to do? Which way is he going to go? Because in the past, it was a no-brainer. Okay, Tiger's
exactly.
In the lead. Yeah, I mean, he wins almost every time that he's in the lead going into the weekend. And now I think it makes it even more fun having that little, I don't know. I mean, is he going low or is he going high?
Right, right, right. Is he going to fall apart? And people go, Danielle, that's so unfair to you to say, is he going to fall apart? Don't you think that's a little harsh? But it's not harsh when we, Tiger Woods is leading, he's going to win. There was something comforting about that. By the same token, I totally get what you're saying about it being exciting. That, you know, it's, the question is there. So he's just one of the guys. He's just one of the guys now. Jerry King, let's do a lesson show.
Let's do it.
I think it's September 1st. Let's do a lesson show to talk about how to learn this game and how you can teach us. I'd like to do that. Let's go into depth. Thanks for being on the show. I think we're going to give away some Penta pearls. I have Damon Hack is standing by, so all of our phone lines are tied up. But as I say aloha to you, then we'll give some Penta pearls from TaylorMade to the ninth caller. Is that cool with you?
That sounds awesome. Yeah. Let's keep it going. I'll send you some more. Thanks for having me on the show, Danielle.
Yeah, absolutely. I got more. I haven't run out.
I love it. Well, there's more to come. We got to keep our listeners out there playing TaylorMade balls and having some fun.
Jerry King, TaylorMade, thanks so much for being on the show.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. Damon Hack. You probably remember him with Sports Illustrated or New York Times. Ah, Damon Hack, Golf Channel. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window system to cooling towers across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping you cool.
The Golf Club, sponsored by the Discount Furniture Warehouse, where the prices are so low, it's insane!
Now is the time to save some money.
The Discount Furniture Warehouse has many futons, sofas, and sectionals, bedroom sets, platform bunk beds, dining room sets, in stock now. 345 North Nimitz Highway.
And check out our website at HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com.
Where the prices are so low, it's insane!
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
And welcome back into the clubhouse, a senior writer, Golf Channel, co-host. I saw him this morning on Morning Drive on Golf Channel. After years with Sports Illustrated and the New York Times, Damon Hack moved to Golf Channel at the beginning of the month, father of triplets, born in Los Angeles, a UCLA graduate and UC Berkeley graduate with a master's in journalism, covered golf, NFL. Welcome back to the show, Damon Hack. It's good to talk with you.
Hello, Danielle. Thanks for that introduction. It's great to be with you again.
You know, I got to ask you, it seems like, as a print journalist going into the television, those people don't know what they're doing. It's always too short and not exacting. But it's a nice marriage with the way Golf Channel is handling the coverage of golf. It's really in depth. So you're writing as well as being a commentator?
That's exactly right, and it's really an exciting opportunity. You know, you mentioned me going to Berkeley for grad school. Originally, I went to school thinking I would go into television or radio broadcasting, and instead I kind of, don't want to say got sidetracked, but I fell into writing and really enjoyed writing at the various stops, Sacramento Bee and the Newsday on Long Island, and then, of course, the Times and SI, as you mentioned, and to have an opportunity to go back to broadcast, and I've done it from time to time, you know, dabbling here and there, and being asked to do some interviews from time to time, but I'm really excited to be able to cover golf on television for Golf Channel. It just was a great opportunity, and I'm really excited to be a part of the team.
Yeah, you're moving from New York to Florida. That must be weird.
It is. You know, I'm originally from California, and I've spent 12 years in New York, and you mentioned my wife and I having triplets. That had a lot to do with this move as well. We just thought that, you know, trying to raise three boys in Manhattan is, you know, in terms of letting the boys have a place to run around and have fresh air and all that kind of stuff, much easier to do in Florida rather than New York.
Yeah, you open the door, let them out the back door and go.
Exactly.
You
right.
can't do that in Manhattan, no.
Yeah, we want them to run around, you know, ride bikes, and of course be able to have access to some great golf as well.
Yeah, and speaking of great golf, it's being played right now. The PGA Championship, the last major of the year, the last opportunity this year for Tiger Woods to actually increase that number and get closer to Jack Nicklaus's 18. Before we get your thoughts on that, I'm going to give a phone number so the people who are waiting to wonder, what's the number? 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. If you are the ninth caller, that's all you got to do. No questions. Just call in and win Penta Pearls from TaylorMade. What are your thoughts on Tiger Woods going into this weekend?
Well, it's another big test for Tiger. We've kind of been waiting. We've seen him kind of put the building blocks together. He's got three wins during the season, but we're all wondering if he can do it on the weekend. And it's amazing even to say that sentence, considering he has 14 major championships. So I think he's slowly putting it together. And to me, this is fascinating because if he does get it done this weekend, it's going to, you know, the whole golf world is going to look at him differently. I think the players will look at him differently. And you know, they want to hold him off. You don't want Tiger Woods winning majors, because if he wins one, it means he can win four or five and catch Jack Nicklaus. So we're all kind of wondering, who are we going to see on Saturday and Sunday? Is it going to be the old Tiger who made the putts when he had to, got up and down, made the 10-footers for par to keep the rounds going? Or is it going to be the Tiger that struggled on the weekend at Olympic Club at the U.S. Open and couldn't quite get it done on the weekend at Lytham last month?
Yeah, and I want to take it apart, because I think in the putting realm, where we've been watching him, this paspalum grass is Tiger Woods' friend. What do you think?
Absolutely. I totally agree. The grass is very spongy. He's been able to make a lot of great up and downs. He's making a lot of long putts, the 25, 30-footers that he made at Torrey Pines in 2008. He was making everything. And those greens, of course, were not smooth at all. Those were Poana greens. They were bumpy. They had rivets and bumps and everywhere. And he was making those putts. And this is obviously a much smoother surface. There's no grain, really, in these greens. So the good putters, the great putters, are having, you know, obviously an easy time making these long putts. And Tiger Woods, of course, he calls himself a streaky putter now. I was surprised at how honest he was earlier this year saying, you know, I used to be a pretty decent putter. I've become a streaky putter. When I'm hot, I'm really hot. But when I'm cold, I'm cold. And right now, he seems to be in a good patch on these greens.
Yeah, and those greens, if you roll them and you cut them, there is no grain, and it's like a pool table. It's you just got to know what the slant is on the pool table, and then you can pretty much figure it out. They're amazing to play on. The thing about him with his driver being on and no roll on the green on the fairways, that is, that seems to be working for him, because he's really got his. How did he get his driver dialed in the way he did?
Yeah, I tell you what, Daniel, that's been one of the things I was curious to see, because earlier in the year, it looked like he was kind of afraid to take out the big club. You know, even at Lytham, we saw him kind of laying back with irons and the fairway woods. But he's hitting driver at Pete Dye's Ocean Course, and he's really, you know, playing the holes correctly, you know, using the wind as his friend, you know, starting the ball maybe offline and having the ball come back to the fairway, you know, with the exception of that really bad drive on 18 yesterday when he nearly drove it into the hospitality tent.
Yes.
He really has been hitting his big club very, very well. When Tiger keeps his ball in play, he's extremely dangerous.
Okay, now let's get to the part where he's having a problem. And before we do, it's that approach shot. I want to congratulate Jim of Mililani. You are the winner of the Penta Pearls. Congratulations. I'll be sending them to you. Priority mail, because you'll want to get them as soon as possible. You know, we never worried about his driver going off. If he went into the hospitality tent, fine, he's going to recover. Right? I mean, in the old days, the pre-now Tiger. We could kind of count on him, you know, on the putting green, so that's kind of weird. But what's even stranger is the recovery. He just doesn't seem to have it within 150 feet. What's up?
Yeah, I agree, Daniel. I don't know if it has to do with the new swing that he's learned, his third or fourth incarnation of the Tiger Woods swing. You mentioned it during his heyday, the 9-iron, the pitching wedge.
Yes.
He could hit that sweet little dead arm shot. He seemed to hit it stiff all the time to 2-3 feet, and he's really had trouble dialing in those short clubs, those wedges and the 8-9-iron inside 150 yards. So I think it's a work in progress. I think Tiger Woods has, you know, had so many different incarnations of his swing that it's not going to be as perfect and as balanced as it used to be. He says, you know, it's a process. He's still continuing to work hard. He said that's why his short game kind of went bad for a while, because he was spending so much time working on his long game. And maybe, you know, the wedge game will be the last thing to come back.
All right, let's switch gears. I'm sticking with the leaders. Vijay Singh. Could be the oldest major champion ever if he should win this weekend. Do you think he's got it in him to pull it off over 4 days?
I tell you what, Danielle, we talked about these greens. These are not, you know, very fast, tricky greens. I think these greens are perfect for a player like Vijay Singh. We're seeing Carl Pedersen, Tim Clark, some other guys, Adam Scott, that wield the long putter, that are finding a lot of comfort on these greens. And I tell you what, Vijay Singh, he's 49 years old. He's really a few months away from the Champions Tour if he wanted to go there, but he believes he can still be successful. He believes he can still win even without a victory on the PGA Tour in nearly 4 years. And the way he's kept himself in shape, the way he's continued to work hard and hit balls, he's the ultimate, you know, range warrior and workout warrior. I've covered golf for, you know, 12 years now, and I remember bumping into Vijay several times in the morning at hotels throughout the tour where he was working out, working on his body before, after his rounds. I'm very impressed with Vijay, but I'm not surprised that he's in this position just because he's worked so hard throughout the balance of his career.
Yeah, and now he believes that he can. I loved what he said yesterday when he said that he was negative before, and he's decided that he can do it. And that's dangerous.
Absolutely.
I mean, isn't
it? It really is. Belief is so important for golfers. If you believe it, you can achieve it. And Vijay is a guy that has had an incredible story, you know, coming from Fiji. He was poor. He was a bouncer. He's really built his career from the ground up. And he's a great example of perseverance and a guy who hasn't lost a lot of length either. He's still a big, strong guy who can move his ball in an era where you have to have some length to be successful week to week.
All right. And then there's Justin Rose, who seems to be moving up the leaderboard, although at last check, and I haven't been able to watch the leaderboard since I'm talking on the radio. There's Justin Rose bogeyed 13, I think. That was my last. But he had a lot of birdies and is doing very well. Do you mind if we talk a little bit about the LPGA?
Not at all.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. They're playing. Yeah,
they are playing.
Yeah. And Craig Kahn talked about the Jamie Farr Classic. No, you can't see them on television. And he said, for those inquiring about the lack of television coverage for the Jamie Farr Toledo Classic presented by Kroger, Owens Corning, etc., understanding how important tournament is to local community, LPGA Tour and Toledo Classic work hard to bring event back to our schedule. Understand this is Twitter. Economic conditions and desire to protect interests of charities determined that television was a no-go for 2012. Tournament decision, but LPGA worked with organizers to find a week on the schedule where television was not mandated in order to protect the interests of current televised events. Thus, this week, I would have thought it was because who wants to go up against a major on the men's tour?
So would I, Daniela. And as you mentioned, you know, the LPGA has really had, you know, difficulty maintaining sponsors, trying to keep a full schedule. You know, this is an interesting time to have a tournament opposite the PGA Championship. I think the LPGA has a lot of great stories. And this week we're seeing Chela Choi, who's among the young South Koreans who's playing very well. Ki-won Han, G.I. Shin is on that leaderboard. There's a lot of good names. Stacey Lewis, maybe the best American player in the world, has played well this week. So I tell you what, I'm a fan of the LPGA. I think there are a lot of interesting stories. Yanni Sin, of course, playing well. Ai Miyazato. I'd love to see that tour one way or another get more coverage.
Yeah, it would be nice because the truncated coverage that we see on Golf Channel, and it's squeezed, you know, and now we're catching up where it's like 2 hours of coverage where we see so much of the Champions Tour and the PGA Tour. All of a sudden, I can't remember the name of the nationwide tour. It's
Web.com.
Thank you. I should be able to. That's such a simple name. Web.com. And we're also seeing on television on Golf Channel, and it's great coverage of, and good to see it. It's such a different station now. It's not, you know, you're not going to turn it on and see many different instructors or infomercials or all. You're going to see golf, and it's the U.S. Women's Amateur was played out, and exciting to see. Look, we've got Florida, Canada, New Zealand, Thailand. All these kids working their way up to the professional ranks if they choose to. And I don't know if I should say who won because you may still be wanting to watch it on television, but very close matches and very exciting golf. You know, I did say last weekend that I was disappointed seeing Latanna Stone being put up in front of interview sessions. How did you feel about that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is one of the issues that the LPGA faces is the language barrier with some of its players. And I think they're starting to address it. You're seeing a lot of the players that come over, they're learning how to, you know, they're learning English or taking classes or doing things off of the golf course. I think the LPGA, and you mentioned all of the tours that are covered on Golf Channel, whether it's the PGA Tour or Web.com or the Champions Tour, I think the LPGA has to find unique ways to kind of reach out to its fan base. We've seen the Champions Tour through the years have interviews during the tournament, you know, bringing the players kind of closer to the fans on the television. We've seen Christina Kim be mic'd up during a tournament for the LPGA. I think that's the way the LPGA can continue to kind of bring people into the tent. They have to find different ways to get closer to the fans that maybe the PGA Tour won't do.
Yeah, and no, the girls are so game too. They have so much fun doing it, going into the television, the trucks, and taking over the producer position, or you know, the switcher position, choosing the cameras. It's exciting right now. It's an exciting time for the LPGA, and it's great to see the work that's being done by the commissioner to make sure that more events are brought on and the television coverage. So, I'm very, very happy that you've been on the show with me. We're just about out of time. Damon Hack, we can watch you now on Golf Channel. Do you think you'll be doing the co-hosting of Morning Drive more often?
I am, Daniel. Thanks so much. I'll be on again tomorrow. I'll be on during the week coming up, the Wyndham, and also be on during the Barclays, the first week of the FedEx Cup playoffs. So I'm really excited to have an opportunity to sit with Gary Williams and Holly Saunders. It's been a really, really fun transition over to television.
Yeah, and it's great to see you on television. Thanks for being on the show with me this morning, and we'll talk soon.
Aloha. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you. I want to thank our sponsors for making the golf club possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature, the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr., bordered by emerald green mountains and 30 acres of tropical plants and ancient places of worship. You have to see this beautiful course. And by the way, the people who are flying in from far away, they're out on the course this morning at Poipu Bay. If you'd like to play around, there's a 9:50 and an 11:40, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal. When you need a new roof, anything like that, you need Alakai Mechanical for service. Yes, they're the people who will take care of your air conditioning system. You got to have it in the summer heat. Star Protection for property threat, risk assessment, protection for your home or your business, and for your concert. Whether it's a special event, a party that you're throwing, Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property. Discount Furniture Warehouse. Find them online. They're HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com. Check it out. But go down. I was in their showroom. You'll love it. It's right at 345 Nimitz, next to Floridec. Lots of parking, and Bunk Beds Hawaii is there too. The kids love that place. Discount Furniture Warehouse, where the prices are so low, it's insane. And by Avance, color, cut, and silkening technology. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2012.